Hey, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. Been on the air since 2008. Rockers in Recovery has done over 1,700 episodes since 2008. Very proud of the folks we've had on and the many things that we've accomplished. You can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on About, and it'll tell you all about it. You can also go to the right-hand side, scroll down on the banners, and you'll see the 2017 Love of Recovery Music Festival and meet and greet. On February 10th, we'll be having a meet and greet in Pembroke Pines, and on the 11th, we will be having the festival at C.B. Smith Park. All the information is there. And, of course, tonight we have Joseph Antonelli, who's going to be playing at the fest. And, Joseph, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, John? Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, it's a pleasure. I have heard great things about you. You work with Anthony and Maria Dotti. And, you know, it's I'm hearing great things, and we can't wait for the show. We had an interview with the folks this past Friday night, and Anthony was like the rave. He was just talking about how it's going to be a blast. So we're looking forward to having you at the show.
Yeah, I know Tony for quite some time, and Maria also. Maria's a phenomenal singer with a voice that just, you know, fills, you know, she can fill an auditorium without a microphone, and she's just the sweetest, most natural vocalist and person that you ever want to meet. And Tony, as I call him, he's like a brother to me. I mean, really, you know, a really wise, you know, authentic guy who, you know, when I first heard him play, I walked into a place and I heard him playing, and his authenticity shines through with his music. Even before I met him, I realized, you know, that I felt that way about him. And over the years, we got closer and closer. And then a few years back, when I had heard that he was involved with the Rockers in Recovery, it was when I was first starting to get sober. I was probably about 3.5 years ago. And I was so happy for him, and always kind of didn't ask him, but always kind of was hoping that one day, you know, God willing, he would ask me to get involved and, you know, do my part to bring the message, you know, to more ears, you know. So,
you know, Joe, it's
I'm absolutely thrilled about it.
It's amazing that how it works, you know, because we were just talking to Sammy the other night, Maria's son, who just celebrated 19 months, and he played at last year's fest at around 9 months sober. I mean, it's just amazing how it's all come together over the years, and the people that have come aboard and you know, are, you know, hanging, and we're just all kind of like growing together. We've all gone through our ups and downs, and you know, it's amazing when you find real true camaraderie and friends, and you know, other people start to be involved, and it's just really cool to watch it grow, especially since 2008 when we started the radio show, and then, of course, in 2011 with the first festival. But let's talk about your recovery. When did you got sober 3.5 years ago. Tell us a little bit about that whole process. It must have been tough playing music after you know, getting clean. Did you find you fell right back into it, or did it take a process?
You know, it's funny, but I realized early on, my generation, you know, our heroes were, you know, our rock star heroes. My rock star heroes, you know, were addicts and alcoholics. You know, my idol, John Bonham, you know, asphyxiated on his own, you know. The bottom line is that, you know, it was very romanticized for us. I think we're one of the last generation, I'm not sure of your age, but one of the last generations to actually have that happen to us. So in 2013, Father's Day weekend, as a matter of fact, I'm a dad, and, you know, I decided to face myself for the first time, you know, and went into rehab, and, you know, and I really hit the ground running. I'm not the type of person that doesn't go into something without wanting to get results. And so as much effort as I put into drinking, I put into doing the work. And it, you know, it's been sticking, and every day it becomes a new, I get elevated to a new level. Tonight in this interview and meeting you and this benefit concert, all being a culmination of all of that. And, you know, the steps and the way I decided to go about doing this, I have a fabulous sponsor. You know, they made the promises are coming true. And, you know, I'm a very step-based, you know, program-orientated sobriety. And, you know, that works for me. And with regard to the music part of it, you know, it's everybody kind of said, you know, you're going to be in the bars, you're going to still play or whatever. You know, the joy of playing came back, you know. You know, I hadn't realized, you know, I was doing all these gigs and playing and, you know, traveling and whatever, and just getting drunk, you know, and not, you know, so losing that boyish kind of enthusiasm. I always kind of have that, but it was kind of drowned in, you know, alcohol. That all came back, you know, and you know, the essence of it started to shine through again. And I remembered it from when I had first started playing, and I remembered it, I don't know when exactly I crossed the line to, you know, into not having that anymore and more or less, you know, going to the gig to get drunk or going to the gig to meet girls or going to the gig to, you know, and losing the music part of it. Although I always was a consummate player and always concerned with, you know, doing well and playing, sounding good, that the essence of it was gone. So when I let all the other stuff go and what remained was, you know, the music, wow, this energy surge came back, you know, and just this whole, you know, like going on a roller coaster for the first time, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, hey, and it all came flying back. And I immediately knew that I was, you know, okay. And that the high or the, you know, the joy of playing was enough. So, you know, and with the help of the steps and, you know, being in touch with my higher power, the obsession to drink is just gone. It's been lifted. It's not my doing. You know, it's my higher power. So it's just gone. So now I have the best of both worlds. I don't have to, you know, drink or whatever, and I still get that, you know, feeling of, hey, you know, people even comment on it all the time. They're like, Joe, you look so happy up there, you know, and it's true. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I sit behind the drums and I just feel at home, you know. And that's rare for an alcoholic addict. You know, we're always uncomfortable, you know. And so, yeah, you know, all the, you know, the pretense, I let go of all the pretense. So I think, this wasn't conscious, by the way. This just happened. It wasn't like a choice, you know. This just started to happen. But I did notice it. My awareness is up. And it became, you know, evident to me that I was in the right place. You know, there were people, I have to tell you, there were people, you know, on my team, so to speak, that were Monday morning quarterbacking me and saying, you know, that's not the right place for you and blah, blah, blah. And most of those people were not, you know, all of those people actually were not musicians. You know, they don't know, you know. So the element of that, you know, I had to, you know, balance whether or not they might have been right. But my sponsor's a really cool guy, and he spoke to me about it, and we talked at great length, and he said to me, you know, Joe, if you're feeling this, you know, joy and this happiness, whatever, then it's okay. You know, you're in the right place. So, you know, it worked out even better than, I mean, I couldn't have imagined that was going to happen, you know.
Therapeutically, I mean, when you think about it, you know, it sounds like from what you're telling us, that it was really therapeutic for you. It actually helped and enhanced your recovery to a certain degree.
Correct. That's, you know, it's even when it comes down to, you know, little things like I like to cook and I ride my Harley and I like to do things with the family and whatever. Everything that I always loved to do after I put down the drink became what I was naturally happy to do, as opposed to it being stimulated by another source. Another, you know, let's go get drunk. Let's have the family come over for a Sunday meal so I can drink a bottle of wine or whatever. You know what I mean? It became a different thing. So like all the things I really in my soul, you know, love, you know, were all still there. It's just, you know, the sobriety and the recovery removed all the haze, all that fog had been lifted, and what was true remained. And I believe that message, if people out there that are in trouble or whatever can really believe that message is true, it really does make sense if you think about it. That's what you'll get back, you know. That's what you'll get back from doing this work, because in essence, it's just like, you know, you're cleaning up all that fog. And what you really truly are, you know, under God, under your higher power, or however you want to put it, really remains. And all the other crap goes away. And that's why we end up, you know, recovered or working on our recovery in this, you know, immaculate place that I find myself today, you know.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff. Here's an interesting question I just thought of is when you're and your stage name, by the way, is Joseph. So I have this thought process that's telling me that you might be very much into John Bonham, who was your hero, and you like to play a lot of Zeppelin.
Yeah, you know. John,
any truth to that?
Yeah. It's a kind of a twofold thing. I grew up in Brooklyn. I'm Italian. I grew up in Brooklyn, and you know, Joe is not such an uncommon name. So, you know, there was one time we were, you know, there was four of us playing handball. We're all, you know, at the park, we're all named Joe, you know. So everybody was Joe something, like, you know, Joey this, Joe who, you know. Joe. So I became Joe Zepp because it was sort of like I was a Zeppelin head. And also because it's like Italian, Giuseppe, you know, Joseph.
That's
right. So it kind of evolved that way. And that's, you know, basically how everybody knows me, Zepp, you know. I mean, my last name's Antonelli, but, you know, that's what I go by. It became my stage moniker, but it's really what everybody calls me, you know. And, yeah, John was my idol, you know, the way he played, his emotion, the way, you know, he came across live and, you know, how he can play with a brutal attack 1 minute and the finesse and softness and, you know, and the breathiness of his playing, you know, always immediately struck me, not to mention the sound. I mean, he's just the greatest, you know, rock player of all time. In my eyes, the greatest rock player. But as I mentioned, I mean, you know, a full-on alcoholic. And you know, as I thought about it more and more, you know, the romanticizing that I was doing of this lifestyle had a lot to do with it, you know. And I'm not making an excuse under any circumstances, but it really was an element, you know, for me. And, you know, I didn't try to understand what happened to me until, you know, maybe 2 years in. I started, you know, a therapy program and really started to peel away some more layers, you know. And it all struck me as, you know, even though it was sort of not healthy, it made sense. The process, what happened to me, I saw it. I saw it all, you know. And so there it is, you know. It becomes something that now, having what I have now, or the beginnings of what I have now, even though it's amazing, I know I have way far, you know, more far to go, but it's like looking at the same thing in a whole different way. So I feel like I just started again, you know, like I'm back to doing rudiments and, you know, and I'm playing with a lot of different people and meeting more people that I've never met before due to my, you know, our sobriety and our recovery brings us, you know, this positive element of life and people. And I, you know, I move away from drama now and all of this stuff that's not conscious, that's just happening, is what I believe, what they speak about in the promises and all the big book stuff. And, you know, it's individualized. You know, for me, it's very specific along the lines of what type of people and what type of musician and what type of, you know, but they're all basically positive people. Whereas before, I'd be always being around a negative person, trying to convince that person, hey, this is great, let's do this, let's do that, wasting all my energy trying to turn them around, you know, anything but look at myself. And now it's just the opposite. And what's amazing about it is that I was always labeled a selfish person when I was, you know, drinking and whatever, but now I'm kind of being selfish, but in that selfishness, I'm allowed to get better. And when I get better, I can help more people. So it's sort of okay, you know?
Mm-hmm. And here, when you look at the big picture, because you said this earlier, when you look at the big picture of where we came out of, that 70s, late 60s, 70s, into the early 80s era was all about, hey, listen, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know, I recently did an interview with Bobby Whitlock, and I asked Bobby about that, and Bobby said, you know, that's just something that was made up. He goes, because in the end, nothing was working anyway, and I'm talking nothing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how we make it out to be such a great time, you know. I look back, even now I speak to some of my friends that, you know, like from New York or whatever, they might still be drinking and doing whatever. And I remember just talking about the stories. You remember that night and whatever, and we would talk about, we got a case of beer, or remember that night we were at that bar, we were doing shots of this, or remember that other night we were doing that, and the story was about the, you know, substance more than what it was about, you know, the actual. And I said to myself, wow, is that my whole life? You know, is that my story? You know, and you think about all the books I read and all the, you know, I mean, the 70s guys are my guys, and I've read all their books, whatever. And ultimately, it's pretty much, you know, it encompasses 70-80% of their books, you know, of the drugs,
correct.
And, you know.
Correct.
And the women and all the other stuff, you know. But the best part of it all, I think, is that, you know, now, and what you guys are doing with this, what we, now that I'm involved, thank you very much, for, by the way, what we are trying to do now is, you know, just show the world that the new rock star is sober, you know, that's the new rock star, you know. We're you know, that's what's cool now, you know, this is cool, you know. And so now it becomes even, you know, I mean, when I first got sober, I said to myself, what am I going to do this weekend? You know, how am I going to be cool? You know, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to talk to people or whatever? I'm still the same guy. I don't shut up, you know. But it's funny because I can remember the night now, and I can remember, you know, it's just such a new world. And, you know, I just turned 50. I'll be 51 Christmas Eve. And, you know, it was a long time coming, man, you know. It was a long time coming.
Giuseppe, you know, I am really, really grateful and honored that you're a part of, you know, you were thanking us. We're thanking you, because it's guys like you and it's folks that come in to speak at the events. And, you know, it's Rockers and Recovery Media. I mean, to be quite frank with you, without Rockers and Recovery Media, you know, the radio shows and the magazines and all the things that we do online and the sponsors that get behind it, we'd never be able to throw these free festivals. We'd never be able to do the things that we do across the country. So we're grateful for every part of it and everybody that gets involved, because I would be sitting here staring at a wall if it wasn't for everybody that got involved, you know. So we're grateful to you, and thank you so much. In closing, I want to, you know, the big thing about this festival is about the fact that we're losing 200 people a day, close to 200 people a day, to this heroin and opioid overdoses across the country.
It's a real crisis, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I was just talking with somebody yesterday. We were talking, actually, Andy Pace, another drummer, and he lost 4 people last month alone, you know, in his small community up in Pennsylvania. So in closing, what I want to hear from you is your thought process on a family member that might be suffering with an addict, because they suffer right along with us. What would you say to a family member that might be suffering out there tonight?
You know, it's a really difficult thing to watch. It's a really difficult thing to witness. I know that they want to fix us but in all reality, in my experience anyway, you know, the only trick, you know, is to, you know, allow us to touch base and allow yourself to touch base with your higher power, with your spirituality, with knowing, you know, and believing that this process that's come before us for so many years now, this AA process, it works. You know, it works. I mean, it takes time, and it's one day at a time. And, you know, one of the greatest things I've ever heard was that you can always gauge what you're doing in any moment as moving toward a drink or moving away from a drink. So here I am speaking to you. It's clear as day. I'm moving away from a drink right now. And the idea of that is really a simple concept, you know. So if more of the family members could get more involved in the Al-Anon and learn more about this program, and, you know, knowledge is power, you know, it's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow. But you know what? Give it a try. Give it a try. You'll move into a more positive direction. Slowly, you know, little by slowly, you'll get there. And, you
beautiful.
Know, I mean,
and the last thing I wanted to really ask is, what would you say to somebody that might be struggling tonight? Listen, there's newcomers, there's people that come in, they're struggling at the beginning, but I'm talking about the person that's out there right now, that's on the fence, that's listening, that says, you know something, I might want to do this, but I don't think I can. What would you say to that person?
You know, I would say this, you know, for me, and again, with my experience, you know, just give us a try, you know, give us a try. You can always go back. It's real cool over here, man. You know, it's real cool, okay? You know, you're going to love your life more than any substance, more than any drink, more than any, you know, relationship, more than any anything that you think is going to make your life better. You've already tried before. Try something new. You know, you can always go back. You know, you can always go back. Just try it my way for a day, you know? And it's really cool, you know? It's really cool. It's the new rock star. Be sober.
I love it, man. Listen, we want to thank you, Giuseppe, for being on with us, being a part of the show tonight, and we look forward to having you on February 11th, and I hope you come to the meet and greet on February 10th and be a part of that too. Hang out with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And give me a call if you need anything, and you know, I'm happy to help, volunteer anytime, and whatever you need, man. Thank you very much.
Well, we thank you too. And hey, where are you playing out? Let some people know where they can find you.
I'm doing New Year's Eve at a place called Pirates Cove, a big resort thing here in up in Stewart on the water. I do Thursday nights here in Vero Beach where I live with a great guitar player named Dave Scott. The guy's phenomenal. He's been all over the world and whatever. And, you know, I just do, like, some local stuff. I did some recording this past year. I'm hoping that record comes out. And that's it, you know. I'm just, you know, just, like, kind of looking more forward to this Rockers in Recovery thing. A lot of the stuff I did before I moved up to Vero, kind of it was down in Broward County, which is about 2 hours away, and I kind of stopped booking a lot of that stuff because I'm just a little bit too far, you know. But I'm really kind of starting from scratch. I'm going back to practicing more often, and redeveloping new styles and that kind of thing. And you know, I'm hoping that just leaving myself open is going to lead me into, you know, a really new area. You know, it's really tough too because a lot of the musicians that are out there, you know, are kind of still in trouble. You know, it's very, very difficult to find, you know, people that are really positive all the time. And, you know, it's hard for us now because we really can't get involved with, you know, I can't be around anybody that pulls me down, so to speak, you know, drama and that kind of thing. So I'm just taking it slow. I'm not playing out as much as I'd like to, but what I do and when I do it, it's more quantity than quality. Than quality. So, yeah, I'm kind of handpicking my gig these days.
And they can find you on Facebook, too, right?
Facebook. Yeah, sure. Anybody out there that even wants to talk or whatever, you know, and maybe can relate to my story at all, just Facebook message me. You know, I have an open Facebook, and, you know, give me your number or whatever. We'll just talk. I'd be happy to help in any way I can. If you can relate to any part of my story, I can go on and on. But, you know, it's really worth – you're worth it. Whoever's out there struggling, you're worth it, you know. And really that's what I needed to hear when I first started to look at myself. The problem was I was just so defiant that, you know, it was difficult to approach me, you know. So I can relate to that. If anybody thinks that they're too tough for this or they're – too maybe screwed up that nobody can help them, you know, it's not the case. it's not the case. So, you know, we're all out here, man. You know, we're all out here. It's one big team. You know, it's amazing. You can't even put it all into words. You really can't.
No, you can't. And the amazing part is you can go anywhere in the world and go into a room and find people just like you. That's the cool part.
Yeah, you know, yeah. What they called me was terminally unique. You know, I was unique to the point of I was terminal, and I wasn't unique at all. I was a real cliche. Our problems are not unique. You know, it's a very, very common thing. You're not alone, and you know, I realized that right away, because a lot of my friends who are successful in musicians and rock stars and actors and whatever had a big part of. You know, talking to me, Jason Baum, John's son, I was on the phone with him. I don't know, maybe he called me probably 20, 25 times. We met for coffee, we went to a meeting. You know, he was telling me about his dad. He's sober like 9 years now. I mean, you know, we're out there. So it's like I said, you know, it's cool. It's really cool.
Yes,
it's cooler than pick the coolest night you ever had drunk, and it's the worst day you'll have sober is 10 times cooler than the coolest you've ever been drunk.
Wow, good stuff, man. It's a great interview, bro. I'm really, really glad that we had you on tonight. Joseph Antonelli, a.k.a. Josep. You can find him on Facebook under Joseph Antonelli. And, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And, you know, Josep, thanks for being on.
All right, man. My pleasure. Anytime, bro. Anytime. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right, cool. Bye-bye.
Good night, man. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, Rockers in Recovery. Of course, we're a media company, and we're dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education. And we do that through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. You can find us on rockersinrecovery.com. You click on the About page. If you would like to listen to Rockers in Recovery 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can just go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on any of the banners that say 24/7 streaming, interviews, and music. Listen live. I want to thank everybody for tuning in again, and we will be back on tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, right here on rockersinrecovery.com. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.